Let's start with the big picture, if we could. All the basketball being played between the men's and the women's tournament. Can you just speak to the impact that all these host sites are going to have, not just on Raleigh, but the region as a whole?
Yeah, I tell you what. If you love college basketball, there is going to be no place in America better to be than this weekend in the Triangle. As you said, it's not only is it the men's version of March Madness in Raleigh, but incredibly, three of the 16 regional first and second round sites for the women's tournament, three of the 16 are going to be right here in the Triangle at State, Carolina, and Duke. And, there's a reason why this market is known nationally as the best market in America for college basketball. And it's the fans here, the passion, the excitement, the enthusiasm for this game is for this sport is just unrivaled. And that's going to will never be more true than it is this weekend.
What's the economic impact overall going to be in Raleigh for all these events?
Well, what I can tell you or estimate, Chris, is the events in Raleigh, and then I sort of give you a big picture ballpark. But for the men's event at Lenovo Center this weekend, based on previous NCAA men's tournaments here, and of course, it all depends on the analytics we do afterwards, and we won't know a real numbers until 3 or 4 weeks following the event. But we're ballparking this one at, I'd say, around $10 million of direct visitor spending, and that is economic development, new money coming into the market from fans who are coming in to see the games at Lenovo Center. And then when you look at the women's events, and again, I do not have these numbers,
sure,
but I would say with confidence that each of the three women's sites, the events are going to generate millions of dollars, each of them, from the women's tournament in Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. So you're looking at $10 to $20 million, can probably conservatively, from the four events that are going to be here this weekend. The other thing I would add real quick is when we hosted the men's tournament last at Lenovo Center in 2016, our studies after that event showed that approximately the building was sold out, and approximately one third of the building were local fans, approximately one third were out of market but in state, and approximately one-third were from out of state and from all over the nation. And those are the type of fans that we love, that just, they love college basketball. They look at the schedule a year or two in advance, and they say, hey, we like to go see March Madness every year. This year we're going to go to Raleigh, or this year we're going to go to Denver, or wherever they may be. And there'll be a lot of people in the building from around the country who just like to be part of March Madness, and they want to see what it's like on Tobacco Road.
That's great. I want to piggyback on that in a couple of different ways. How nice is it to have a local team in Duke coming to Raleigh to play their first and second round games?
Well, it's great. One of the advantages, one of the reasons I believe that the NCAA likes to put men's first and second rounds in Raleigh is because there are so many strong programs in this market. And if you look back at the times we've hosted, every time we've had a Duke, a UNC, a Virginia, a Tennessee, we've had a Wake Forest. So it sort of gives you the base that the chances are really, really high that you're going to have a local or a regional team to drive ticket sales, and which is one of the most important reasons why this event has sold out every year in Raleigh.
Visiting with Scott Dupree, Executive Director of the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance. Scott, from a preparation standpoint, you knew the dates, you kind of knew the times, but then Sunday night you find out what teams are coming to Raleigh. What changes from a preparation standpoint once you know who's coming to town?
Yeah, everything just accelerates, I'd say, 2, 3, 4 times over. Starting at Sunday night at 6, there's a mad scramble, because then you're trying to personalize it, and schools, names, individual names, the guests, you're on starting on that evening, you're working directly with the teams on their travel plans, their hotel plans, schedules, times. Everything changes on Sunday night, and it's a mad dash to get to Sunday night at 6, and then starting on Sunday night at 6 from Sunday evening until I would say Thursday morning, things are pretty crazy trying to do all kinds of last-minute preparations with virtually no notice in that regard as it relates to dealing with each of the 8 individual teams. So it's crazy, but it's fun, and it's exciting. It's a challenge, and we love it. And in this market, I will say, when we've hosted this today at NC State, which is the official host, just does a fabulous job as driving the train. And then there's the Lenovo Center is working hard. My office at the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance, there's our local organizing committee. there are so many good people involved to pull this off, so many people. But NC State is the like I said, driving the train, and they are the official host institution, and they do a magnificent job working with us to bid for the event and to host it.
Couple thoughts before I let you go, Scott. Obviously, fans from across the country are coming for these games, but I imagine there are still an opportunity for local fans who live here in the Triangle. If they want to purchase tickets, there's still room for them to come see the basketball this week, right?
I haven't heard the update today, Chris, but I know as of the end of last week, the Friday games were essentially sold out.
Oh, great.
There was a couple hundred tickets left. The Sunday games were sold out. And then I do not know this information yet, but I'm waiting to see this week if any of the eight teams, especially the teams from a distance, mm-hmm. if any of those teams return any tickets, then they will go on sale at some point in the next couple of days. But I don't think any of us have heard yet, and I don't think the schools yet have met their deadline of whether they are going to keep all their tickets or return any. So I would just tell your listeners to be on the lookout for announcements from the Lenovo Center whether any tickets are coming available in the next couple of days.
Scott, any big things you want to leave our listeners with outside of those announcements this morning?
The only other thing I would say is this is an unbelievable field, as you probably know, that's coming to Raleigh mm-hmm. this weekend. And my favorite note from this field is it is loaded with national champions, with Duke, previous national champions, with Duke, UConn, Florida, and Baylor. Those teams that are all coming to Raleigh have combined to win 14 national championships since 1991. And UConn's won six in the modern era. Duke has won five, Florida's won two, and Baylor's won one recently. So we were fortunate, because you never know who's mm-hmm. going to actually be assigned to your city. And we were fortunate this year to get an incredible field of high-profile teams and brands, and it should make for some incredible basketball at the Lenovo Center on Friday and Sunday.
Scott Dupree, the Executive Director of the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance. Scott, thanks for carving out some time for us this morning. Enjoy all the work and enjoy the games this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great day.
You too.